Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
You got to know your love language. I read a book. Some guy wrote a book. Dr. Gary Chapman wrote a book called Five Love Languages. According to Dr. Gary Chapman, there are five languages of love between a man and wife. Tammy and I read that book twice in 1 week because we didn't see our love language in there. Yeah, apparently bitterness, sarcasm, not part of Dr. Gary Chapman's love life.
Jesus himself, he had a pretty good sense of humor. There's certainly a place for humor, you know, within the gospel story.
Boy, I sure hope so. You know, somebody said how different the gospels would have been if some point one of the writers wrote and Jesus laughed. You know, I got to think he laughed a lot, especially talking to people because he could see into their hearts. You know, he knew them. Like Peter, I love you, Lord. I'll never, you know, well, yeah, right. Okay. You know, yeah, you're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows. But I could see him, you know, just, yeah, okay, Peter, let me explain something to you. Okay. But I still love you despite that. Don't worry about it.
We're kind of living in a somewhat humorless world.
Well, I think the generation coming up is the most humorless. I had a video flagged on Instagram. Remember Bactine? That hurt worse than any cut you had. So you had to really weigh out when your mother was walking over with the Bactine. You know, my mom would come over and I'd say, I don't want the Bactine. It could get infected. You could lose your leg. Well, I got two legs, Mom. Don't worry about it. And then I said, to take my mind off the pain of the Bactine, right before she squirted the wound, my mom would stab me in the eye with an ice pick. And Instagram pulled that, flagged it for violence. And I said, this is the most humorless generation that we've ever produced in America. They just, everything is literal.
Just waiting to get offended, it seems, yeah.
Well, that's it. That's a good way to put it. Yep, just sitting on the edge of the couch waiting to be offended. You know, it's funny because when I started in churches, I remember a friend of mine who handled some really famous Christian artists, really famous. You know, you'd know who they were. And I called him right before I did my first church. I said, I'm a little concerned. I'm leaving casinos and nightclubs. I don't know how the church is going to receive me. I don't want to offend anybody. And he started laughing. And he said, if you're in a church and your lips are moving and words are escaping, odds are you're going to offend somebody. There will be people who will go to your show for no other reason than to be offended. But you just have to look in the mirror at night. And when you get on your knees and say your prayers, you know, just show me my heart. Show me where you would change, make the changes. And God will speak to you in those ways. And I've kind of used that as a formula going forward. And I think that the secular culture, the woke is a religion. And I think that, again, if your lips are moving and words are coming out, they're going to be offended.
You have a book coming out in September. Tell me a little bit about that and what folks can expect from it.
Are we there yet? My journey from a messed up to a meaningful life. And it's that first 7 or 8 years of our marriage. And then the last half of the book is what a life has been since we've accepted Christ and going forward. It was a hard book to write because we had to dig back in and pull up the kind of people we were. We weren't very nice people. But that's the beauty of the gospel, that Paul says, when you're in Christ, the old is gone and you're a new creation. You're a new creature. It's interesting. A couple of the things I shared in the book was how I knew the Holy Spirit was real was, you know, when Jesus said, don't worry about this life. I will send the counselor in the form of the Holy Spirit to counsel you. And one of the prime examples I cite was my car broke down again. I had a pretty lousy car. And normally that was an invitation to get angry. And I didn't really need an invitation. I was an angry man anyway. So, but to have righteous anger was really good because then it was justified. So anyway, the car breaks down and everybody braces themselves in the car, my wife, my kids. And then I just kind of look at Tammy and go, I got to go to a gas station. And I looked at my son. I go, I think I saw one a mile back or so. Let's take a walk. And Tammy goes, that's it. And I go, I don't know why, but it just hit me. Mechanics pray too. And and I take it as some mechanic on his knees going, Lord, I need a job. I need money. I got to put a roof over them. You know, my family's head. I need, if this is what you want me to do, then you got to start taking care of it. And then it was my turn to donate.